This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Just a few years ago, there were only a handful of black weblogs or blogs. Today, thousands of blogs self-identify as African-American focused. If you go online, you can find black folks shaping the national debate on hip-hop, youth, and the 08 presidential race. Today, we pool our geek power for a look at the black blogosphere. Yes, I'm a blogger. So is our regular tech contributor, Mario Armstrong. Plus, we have the mind behind our News and Views blog for News and Notes, Gary Dauphin. Gary has worked previously for companies including AOL Black Voices, Africana.com, and Black Planet. So hello, my techie brothers.
Hello.
This is like a big old geek fest on the air.
It is a big geek fest.
So, well, let's try not to keep it too technical. Mario, sure. Just very basically, what's a blog?
Okay, basic definition of a blog is probably a regular updated journal that's published on the web. So for those that are used to having a pen and a piece of paper and they would write their blog maybe at night, put it under the bed or in some keepsake place, now you can take that same emotion, that same context, but now just translate it to the internet and make it publicly, if you choose, available for everyone to read it.
Gary, you have worked for some of the bigger internet companies focused on African Americans. There are people who just say, oh, you know, I woke up today, I made some toast. But then there are people who really have these institutional outlets where Right. They're doing large-scale criticism and reporting.
Yep.
That all falls under the same title of a blog?
Yeah, I mean, there's a really broad range of activities that are blog-like. It's, hello, my name's Gary, this is what I did today. There's photos that I took. There are even people who talk about what they ate. There's relationship blogging. There's reviews. So there's anything that is, as Mario said, regularly updated and kind of reflects somebody's personal interests or opinions as a blog.
So
yeah,
Mario,
like 100 and,
oh, go ahead.
There's like 175,000 new blogs that are published every day. That comes from one of the blog tracking sites, Technorati. But imagine that, 175,000 new ones. It doesn't mean that they're all great, right?
Right,
but it's still,
right.
This is still a magnificent size.
I started blogging back in 1995, which I guess, you know, kind of in blog years makes me geriatric.
Yes.
But
you are a true geek.
You're a pioneer.
True geek.
Yeah,
right.
Definitely. So Mario, is there anything unique about African-American-focused blogs, or is that kind of really parsing things too far?
Yeah, you know, this is a thing that I was struggling with when thinking about black blogs. And the bottom line is there actually is a need. You can find sites, like for instance, some of the sites that I found, like Mocha Milk, for example, which is mochamilk.blogspot.com. This is pretty much a site that's all things related to breastfeeding and the African-American woman. So general breastfeeding information, but also issues that are specific to African-American women that are breastfeeding. So you can find specific blogs that really can show support, have other advice, and for understanding the context and the issues that you may be dealing with that may be different from other folks in America.
I want to move on and really reinforce that we're doing some exciting stuff here at News and Notes. We have a new blog called News and Views, and Gary has been putting this together. So I want to really focus everybody on the idea that you can be a part of this. This is not just for us who work in the offices of NPR West or at NPR. We are wanting to create a forum where people can step in and tell us what they think. Gary, tell us more about the News and Views blog.
Well, basically, it's an opportunity for people to have an ongoing relationship with News and Notes that goes beyond, you know, the hour that you have on air Monday through Friday. Mario mentioned all those hundreds of thousands of blogs. There is a kind of tree falling in the forest aspect to that, which is if there isn't a group of people responding to what you're writing out there, you don't really have a full-on community. So really what we want to do is build out an opportunity for people to say, hey, this is what I heard on the show, this is what I thought, and also for people to get to know the faces and the voices behind the show a little bit better.
And how do you actually get to our blog?
Well, you would go to www.npr.org/blogs/news-and-views, which is the long URL for it. And basically, once you're there, you'll see Farai's face smiling at you from the header.
Right.
And then you'll
right.
see daily updated articles, basically takes on things that have been on the show and then ideas that, you know, members of the staff have had that didn't make it onto the show.
And we also are going to tell you more about how you can give us story ideas or just, you know, as we come up on some really interesting news topics, we want to hear from you in advance, not just after the fact. Mario, let's talk about netiquette.
Okay.
Netiquette meaning
yeah.
how you comport yourself on the web. It's sort of like
That's
the Miss
right.
Manners for the web.
That's right. Yep.
Tell us what a flame war is and why we don't like it.
And this is important to discuss because you just opened up the discussion there with Gary talking about community, right? You're talking about you only have a limited amount of time on air with an hour. So the blog allows your listeners to be invited into a discussion that you can continue that can also help to shape the direction of the show. And people, this is very easy for you to do. If you can type a Word document, you can essentially comment or make a post yourself. So I don't want anyone thinking that this is very technical, that you need technical language. This is why it's been such an explosion. But to go to your point, this is also creates a place where people don't really have any standards of how they communicate. And to Gary's point, in order for a blog to really be successful, it needs community. In other words, it needs an ongoing dialogue with people commenting on the stuff that's going up on the web. So when you do comment, a flame war is just those things where you're just spewing off, or it becomes a childish rant. Or it's worse than that. It's really profane. And what you're looking to engage, especially with your site, and I know many other blogs as well, is real community that has a centric interest that can really have an efficient and effective dialogue that can create better discussions around issues that face what you're looking at and what you're talking about on the show.
Gary, do you have any tips for people how to create a good blog post?
You know, share your real opinions and, you know, be polite about it. You know, the standard rules apply that anything you would not want your mother to hear, you don't write in a blog post unless you have a certain kind of mother or parent. But respect is a really key thing. I think there was a news story recently that CBSNews.com shut down all the commenting on posts related to Barack Obama, basically because there were too many racist comments. And I think that in order for these communities to work, people have to operate at certain basic levels of respect. And also understand that people come from different places. Some of these topics are controversial. Some of them are difficult. But as long as people are working together to share and communicate, that's the most important thing.
We're also going to have exciting program to have guest bloggers on.
Yes.
So we'll tell you more about that later. Mario, very briefly, go ahead, jump in.
No, I was just going to say everything you do on the internet is pretty much up on the internet for years to come.
Right.
So you want to make sure that you're aware of the transparency of the blog nature and that you do respect the community that you're commenting with or on.
Only got a minute, Mario. Is it easy to start a blog yourself if you want to do so?
So easy. You can go to places like blogger.com. You can go to blogspot.com or squarespace.com. These are places that will essentially, as I mentioned earlier, if you can type up a Word document in three steps, you can start to publish your own views, your news, and opinions and invite others to contribute on that. I really think that people should get into this, especially in our community, because we can use this as another voice that mainstream media may not always cover, and it allows you to create stronger and deeper connections.
Well, Mario and Gary, it was great talking to you. Good blogging.
Likewise.
Thanks
Good
for
geeking.
Having me.
See you later.
Gary Dauphin is News & Notes web producer, and Mario Armstrong is our regular tech contributor. He also covers technology for Baltimore member stations WYPR and WEAA. And now here is one way you can start using our News & Views blog. Next week, we're going to be talking to members of the legendary rock and soul band Sly and the Family Stone. The group has a new box set out with remasters of its first 7 albums. So what we want from you is your favorite Sly and the Family Stone song. Just go to npr.org/blogs/news and views and get writin'.